This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's achievements and successes have sparked a new wave of hope across the globe. He said today the whole world is saying that it is an era of India. Addressing an event organized by a private news channel in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, India is driving global growth today and moving at a faster pace on the path of development.
आज पूरी दुनिया कह रही है ये भारत की सदी है। भारत की उपलब्धियों ने भारत की सफलताओं ने पूरे विश्व में एक नई उम्मीद जगाई है जिस भारत के बारे में कहा जाता था ये खुद भी डूबेगा और हमें भी ले डूबेगा वो भारत आज दुनिया की ग्रोथ को ड्राइव कर रहा है
Prime Minister Modi said today's India thinks big, sets ambitious targets and delivers remarkable results. He said in the past decade, India has become the fifth largest economy and is now rapidly moving towards becoming the third largest economy in the world.
मैं भारत के फ्यूचर की दिशा क्या है? ये हमें आज के हमारे काम और सिद्धियों से पता चलता है। आजादी के 65 साल बाद भी भारत दुनिया की 11वें नंबर की इकोनॉमी था बीते दशक में हम दुनिया की 5वें नंबर की इकोनॉमी बने और अब उतनी ही तेजी से दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने जा रहे हैं
Mr. Modi further highlighted that in the past 10 years, India has become the world's second largest steel producer, the second largest mobile phone manufacturer, and the third largest startup ecosystem. He said India is among the top 5 countries in solar energy capacity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat in Union Territory of Dadar and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi is scheduled to attend various programs at Surat and Navsari in Gujarat and Silvassa in Daman. Prime Minister will visit Dadar and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu this morning and will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects worth 2,587 crore rupees at Silvassa in Daman and Diu and Dadar and Nagar Haveli. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Silvassa. Prime Minister will then travel to Surat to launch the Surat Food Security Saturation Campaign. About 2 lakh beneficiaries in Surat will receive benefits under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana. Tomorrow, on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Modi will attend Lakhpati Didi Sammelan in Navsari. Prime Minister will disburse over 450 crore rupees in assistance to 2.5 lakh women from more than 25,000 self-help groups. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai interacted with around 200 tribal youth under the Tribal Youth Exchange Program in New Delhi yesterday. These youth belonging to tribal districts of Chhattisgarh and Odisha are currently on a tour to the national capital. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Kashmir Valley has received 80% less tourists compared to Jammu in the past 4 years. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the Economic Survey 2024-25 tabled in Legislative Assembly by Chief Minister Omar Abdullah on Thursday revealed that in 2021, Jammu received a tourist footfall of 1,06,50,757, while Kashmir witnessed a tourist arrival of 6,65,777. Budget session of Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly is underway in Jammu. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, who also holds finance portfolio, will present the budget in the assembly today. Today is Jan Aushadhi Divas, the day celebrated to raise awareness about the scheme and promote the use of generic medicines with an objective of making quality generic medicines available at affordable prices to all. Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana aims to make quality generic medicines available at affordable prices. And in Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated UP Warriors by 6 wickets at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Khanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Today, Gujarat Giants will lock horns with Delhi Capitals in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.